This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ahadith of our Rasul Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Arabic language brothers and sisters, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, our current series, Durusul Lughatil Arabiyyati Ligayri Natiqina Biha Al-Juz Al-Thani, Lessons in the Arabic Language for Non-Arabic Speaking Students, which volume? Volume 2, Part 2, walhamdulillah, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. In our previous majlis, we had completed lesson number 1. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we move on to lesson number 2. But before that, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, O male and female slaves, servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a little bit of revision, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, for verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Noble Quran, وَذَكِّرْ and remind. فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى, for verily the reminder benefits the believers. And so brothers and sisters, in our previous majlis, we learnt about إِنَّ and its sisters. إِنَّ and its sisters. For example, the sisters of إِنَّ, كَأَنَّ, أَنَّ, لَكِنَّ, لَعَلَّ, and later. These are the sisters of Inna. What do they do? Somebody might ask. Well, the noun after them will take a fatha. Example, Allahu ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. Allahu ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. Allah orders. He orders justice and ihsan. Put an Inna before it, it becomes Inna Allaha. Inna Allaha ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. Example, the verse in the Quran, Inna jahannama jaza'ukum. Inna jahannama. Surely indeed the hellfire is you people's recompense. Inna zalzalatas sa'ati. Verily, indeed, surely, the earthquakes, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna zalzalat as-sa'a, verily, the shaking of the earth, the earthquakes, at the time of the hour, it is a major matter, la shay'un azim. So we learned about inna, walhamdulillah. We also learnt about one of its sisters, la'alla. La'alla can mean I hope or I fear. La'alla al-mudarrisa fil fasli. I hope that the teacher is in the classroom. La'alla al-mudarrisa fil fasli. Or I fear. La'alla al-mudarrisa maridun. La'alla al-mudarrisa maridun. I fear that the teacher is sick. Originally it was al-mudarrisu. Al-mudarrisu maridun. The teacher is sick. The teacher is sick. Put la'alla, I fear. La'alla al-mudarrisa. It takes a fatha. Walhamdulillah. So la'alla and inna, make the noun after them take a fatha. Harfu tawkid wa nasb. That is the matter related to inna. And as for la'alla, well, it does the same thing in that the noun after it takes a fatha. Excellent. We also learnt about adding the inna to an attached pronoun. Adding the inna to an attached pronoun. Example, inna plus huwa becomes innahu. Inna plus she here becomes innaha. Inna plus hum, they, becomes innahum. Inna plus hunna, they, group of females, becomes innahunna, walhamdulillah. And the rest we've also covered, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. We also touched upon dhu. Dhu means to possess. Dhu means to possess. And dhu is from the Asma'ul Khamsa, the five special nouns. Asma'ul Khamsa, they are Abun, Akhun, Hamun, Fu, and Dhu. Abun, father. Akhun, brother. Hamun, this is your brother-in-law. Fu, mouth. And lastly, Dhu, which means to possess. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ And your Rabb is غَفُور. He is merciful, forgiving. ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ And he possesses mercy, subhanAllah. Surah Kahf, verse number 58. We also find in Surah Ar-Rahman, 27. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ And they will remain the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذُو الْجَلَالِ The possessor of majesty, wal ikram, and honor. Take note, dhu is mudaf. And so the word after dhu will always be in the majroor form, in the kasra form, walhamdulillah. So we learned that, mashallah. We also learned about mi'atu and alfu. Mi'ah, 100. Alf, 1,000. And the word which comes after them, that which is counted, will also be majroor. Mi'atu rajulin, 100 men. Alfu rajulin, 1,000 men. Walhamdulillah. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, those were some of the matters that we had learnt in our previous majalis. We had completed lesson 1 over 2 majalis, walhamdulillah, 1A and 1B, mashallah, tabarakallah. We now move on, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, to Ad-Darsu Thani. Ad-Darsu Thani, lesson number 2, walhamdulillah. What will we be learning in this lesson? What will we come across in this lesson? We will learn about laysa. What does laysa mean? Is not. Laysa means is not. Laysa means is not. Excellent. Fancy Arabic terms, we call it fi'l naqis jamid. Fi'l naqis jamid. It is a verb, but it's an like incomplete type of verse. Incomplete type of verb. Incomplete type of verb. It doesn't give you, the full meaning. It requires more words attached to it to give you a full meaning. And jamid means that it is, it doesn't change in the past tense or in the present tense. It is jamid, it is fixed. And usually, it enters into nominal sentences, not into verbal sentences. It usually enters into nominal sentences. An example. Al-baytu jadidun. Al-baytu jadidun. The house is new. Al-baytu jadidun. Al-baytu jadidun. The house is new. Tell us, the house is not new. The house is not new. You could say, لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ بِجَدِيدٍ We bring in لَيْسَ, it is not, what are you talking about? What is the it is not? We're talking about house. So لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ, we brought لَيْسَ at the beginning of the sentence. لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ, originally it was الْبَيْتُ جَدِيدٌ Now we brought a لَيْسَ in front. لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ بِجَدِيدٍ We bring in a ba. We bring in this ba, this harf of jar. لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ بِجَدِيدٍ Majroor with a kasra. لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ بِجَدِيدٍ لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ بِجَدِيدٍ لَيْسَ الْبَيْتُ بِجَدِيدٍ Excellent. What does that mean? The house is not new. I repeat. الْبَيْتُ جَدِيدٌ الْبَيْتُ جَدِيدٌ الْبَيْتُ جَمِيلٌ Al-baytu kabirun, mashallah. Turn all those sentences upside down. Laysa al-baytu bijadidin. The house is not new. Laysa al-baytu bijamilin. The house is not beautiful. Laysa al-baytu bikabirin. The house is not big. Walhamdulillah. So that's what we will be learning bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Just keep at the back of your mind. We will learn this later on. There's also another way of saying this. You could also say, Laysa al-baytu jadidan. So we did not bring in that ba. Laysa al-baytu jadidan. This is also valid. This is also correct. We'll learn more about this later bi-iznillahi ta'ala. For now, let's just learn the first option. Laysa al-baytu bi-jadidin. Laysa al-baytu bi-jadidin. So we're going to learn about laysa. What's the feminine equivalent? Laysat. Laysat, walhamdulillah. So we're talking about the sayyara, the car. As-sayyaratu jamilatun. As-sayyaratu jamilatun. Laysat as-sayyaratu bijamilatin. Laysat as-sayyaratu bijamilatin. Walhamdulillah. Excellent. Ana min al-hindi. Ana min al-hindi. I am from India. How do we add the ana to the laysa? Lastu. That are dealing with myself. Lastu, lastu, lastu. We are not. Lasna, lasna, we are not. Lastu, I am not. Lasta, you are not. Laysa, he is not or it is not. Excellent. I will deal with more of this in the exercise bi-iznillahi ta'ala. We also learn about example Bilal ibn Hamidin. Bilal ibn Hamidin. Bilal ibn Hamidin. Bilalu. And then the ibn. Ibn, we drop that alif. We drop that alif. That alif in front of ibn. Only obviously if you're stopping there, then you would say ibn. Otherwise, Bilal ibn Hamidin. Bilal ibn Hamidin. Join it. Bilal ibn Hamidin. The alif is omitted. Then we will also learn about this beautiful way of asking, polite way of asking, you know, who are you? Who is the brother? Manil akhu. Manil akh. Manil akh. Who is the brother? Manil akh. Who is the brother? Manil akhu. Who is the brother? We'll also learn about that technically kana and laysa are sisters. Kana and laysa are sisters. Kana and laysa are sisters. I will learn more about them later bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Without any further ado, let us get deep into ad-darsu thani, exercise number 2. Walhamdulillah. So we find there, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hisham, he makes this salam. Brothers and sisters, this salam in reality is a great dua. Assalamu, peace, all types of peace. I come in peace. I want peace for you. I do not want any harm upon you. Assalamu alaykum, upon you. I don't say assalamu alayka as if I'm talking to one person. But even though I'm talking to one person, I use the plural, like the royal. Assalamu alaykum. I'm greeting Salman, but I say assalamu alaykum. Kum, out of respect, treating him as though he is many. Assalamu alaykum. That peace, I want peace for you. Allah's peace must be upon you. No harm must be upon you. Wa rahmatullahi. And the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa Allah, subhanallah. That I want the rahmah of Allah upon you. I make dua that Allah sends rahmah upon you. Allah has mercy upon you. Allah saves you. Allah protects you. Allah forgives you. I'm making dua for you. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And his barakah must also be upon you. Whose barakah? Allah's barakah. Allah's barakah must also be upon you. Brothers and sisters. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, ya Ikhwan wal Akhawat, O brothers and sisters, if we really gave salam with its proper intended meaning, this is a great dua. We wouldn't have daggers behind our backs. We wouldn't be, you know, just making salam to somebody and not making eye contact with them. Just making salam in our hand is only half given to them. Allahumma musta'an. If we were truly living up to this salam, then this is a great dua that we are making for the next person. And hopefully this will remove that rancor from our hearts and from their hearts. So let us give salam its haq, insha'Allah. Let us give people their haq by giving them a proper salam. And then Bilal says, wa alaykum as-salamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Walhamdulillah. If somebody says to you, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, you should not respond, wa alaykum as-salam. They gave rahmah upon you and you cut it short. You at least should meet them and say, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. If you go the full length, wa barakatuh, you're making even more dua for them. Walhamdulillah, mashallah. So either you meet the similar type of salam in dua, or you beat it. Kayfa haluka ya akhi? Kayfa haluka? How is your hal? How are you doing, ya akhi? Oh my brother. When we have the ya attached to the noun, what does it indicate? It indicates relationship, possession. Ummi, my mother. Rabbi, my Rabb. Habibi, my beloved one. Qalami, my pen. Kitabi, my book. Walhamdulillah. Man il akhu? Who is the brother? Polite way of asking, who are you? It's a polite way of asking, man anta. Man anta, it seems a bit harsh, bit cold. So we say, man il akhu, it's much softer. Alhamdulillah. Who is the brother? Meaning, who are you? Hisham says, ana muhandisun jadidun. I am a muhandis jadidun. Jadidun is a describing word for what? For muhandis, muhandisun jadidun. I am a new engineer. Ismi Hishamun. أنا من الولايات المتحدة ما شاء الله الله مستعان أنا من الولايات المتحدة He's from where? أنا I mean from ولايات states أنا من الولايات I am from the states المتحدة united متحدة means united أمم المتحدة means the United Nations أمم nations أمم nations متحدة United, United Snakes, United Nations rather. Allahu musta'an. United Nations. أنا من الولايات المتحدة. I am from the United States. أهلاً وسهلاً ومرحباً يا أخي. Bilal says, أهلاً. أهلاً. أهلاً is like, you know, you are my family. You are my family. You come. Ahlan, you are so welcome, just like any one of my family. You are like my family member now. I'm welcoming you, such a welcome. Wasahlan, sahlan, you know, come easy, no issues, no problems. You know, I am completely available here to host you, to welcome you. Wa marhaban, and welcome to you. Bika ya akhi, to you, my brother. Ana masrurun biliqa'ika. Masrur, I am happy. أنا مسرور سرور سرور is happiness أنا مسرور I am very happy I am happy بلقائك by meeting you لقاء is a meeting إلى اللقاء we say to somebody until we meet again إلى اللقاء until we meet again here أنا مسرور بلقائك I am very happy by meeting you in our meeting of you أنا زميلك I am your colleague Maybe they're in the class, the same class. أنا زميلك. اسمي بلال بن حامد. اسمي بلال بن حامد. اسمي, my name, بلال بن حامد. Bilal, the son of Hamid. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, what is your name? What is your name? Oh listener, what is your name? So, you, for example, your name is Salman, and your father's name is Ilyas. So, you are Salman, Salman بن Ilyas. Salman ibn Ilyasin. Salman ibn Ilyasin. Let's say your name is, for example, Fatima, and you are the daughter of Salman. Fatima tu bint. Bint. This is bint because you are the daughter. Fatima bintu Salman. Fatima bintu Salman. Amin Washington. Amin Washington from Washington. Anta ya Hishamu. Amin Washington. Anta ya Hishamu. Are you from Washington, O Hisham? From Amin. Alif of questioning. Min from where? From. Are you from Washington? Washington. Anta ya Hishamu. Are you from Washington, O Hisham? Remember, is it Hishamun or is it Hishamu? Ya Hishamu. Ya Hishamu. Why? Because of the ya. The ya. Made it definite. Moving on. Hishamun. La. Ana lastu min Washington. Ana lastu min Washington. Lastu, I am not. Ana lastu min Washington. I am not from Washington. Inni min New York. Inni min New York. Inni min New York. I am from New York. I am from New York, mashallah. Bilal asks, A Muslimun abuka ya Hishamu? A Muslimun is Muslim. Abuka, your father. Ya Hishamu. A Muslimun abuka ya Hishamu. A Muslimun abuka ya Hishamu. A Muslimun abuka ya Hishamu. Is your father a Muslim, O Hisham? What does Hisham say? La, huwa laysa bi muslimin. La, huwa laysa bi muslimin. No, he is not a Muslim. La, huwa laysa bi muslimin. No, he is not a Muslim. Brothers and sisters, take note that some of these students out there, you probably have the updated versions of the syllabus, and there's slight variances in certain paragraphs, certain passages. I have the old version, the one we had studied ourselves in Medina al-Munawwara. So it's just slight differences bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. La, huwa laysa bi muslimin. La, no, comma, huwa, he, laysa is not, bi muslimin. We bring in the ba, bi muslimin, bi muslimin. Then Bilal says, wa ummuka, a muslimatun hiya, wa ummuka, a muslimatun hiya, and your mother, is she a Muslim? Wa ummuka, a muslimatun hiya, and your mother, is she a Muslim? Hisham says, La, hiya laysat bi muslimatin. So, laysa, when we're talking about a guy. Laysat, when we're talking about a woman, a female. La, hiya laysat bi muslimatin. No, she is not a muslima. Then Bilal says, Alaka abna'un ya Hishamu. Alaka abna'un. Do you have sons? Do you have sons, ya Hisham? Alaka abna'un ya Hishamu. Na'am li sittatu abna'in. Na'am li sittatu abna'in. Na'am li sittatu abna'in. Yes, I have sittatu abna'in. I have six sons. Remember, abna' is the plural of ibn. Ibn is masculine. Ibn is masculine. So the number before it will be feminine. Sittatu abna'in. Sittatu abna'in. Na'am li sittatu abna'in. Yes, I have six sons. Bilal says, Atullabun hum? Are they students? Atullab, one talib, many tullab. Atullabun hum? Are they students? La, hum laysu bitullabin. Something new. So we have laysa. Then we have laysat when we're talking about a female. And laysu when we are talking about a group of people. Not one Salman, not one Ilyas, but rather many. Hum laysu bitullabin. No, they are not. They are not students. Inna ba'dahum. Ba'dahum. Originally it was ba'duhum. Some of them. Ba'd means some. Hum, they, some of them, ba'duhum. But if we put an inna before it, it becomes inna ba'duhum, ba'duhum, tujarun, wa ba'duhum. That same inna affects it because we only just joined. Inna ba'duhum tujarun, wa ba'duhum muhandisuna. Indeed, surely some of them are businessmen and some of them are engineers. Bilal says, Alaka banatun. Do you have daughters? Alaka banatun, do you have banat, daughters? He didn't ask about a bint, he asked about daughters. Na'am li khamsu banatin. Na'am li khamsu banatin. Yes, I have five daughters. Khamsu banatin, I have five daughters. Remember, banat is feminine, so the number before it will be masculine. Khamsu banatin. Bilal says, أَمُتَزَوِّجَاتٌ هُنَّ MashaAllah, Bilal asking important questions, eh? Bilal says, أَمُتَزَوِّجَاتٌ هُنَّ Are they married? These sisters, mashaAllah, you have five sisters, are they married? أَمُتَزَوِّجَاتٌ هُنَّ Zawaj, marriage. أَمُتَزَوِّجَاتٌ Are they married? هُنَّ, them, those sisters, five sisters, are they married? لَا هُنَّ لَسْنَ Now a group of females. It's not laysu, but lasna. La hunna lasna bimutazawwijatin. They are not married. Lasna bimutazawwijatin. Inna hunna sigharun. They are small. Indeed, surely they are small. Inna and hunna becomes inna hunna. Inna plus hunna, they becomes inna hunna sigharun. Surely, indeed, no doubt they are small. بعضهن في المدرسة الابتدائية بعضهن some of them some of those sisters في المدرسة are in school what type of school الابتدائية elementary school وبعضهن and some of them في المدرسة المتوسطة are in the intermediate level school وسط وسط in the middle ألك إخوة ألك إخوة do you have brothers Alaka ikhwatun. So he asked him about his sons, asked him about his daughters. Now he asks him, do you have brothers? Alaka ikhwatun. Do you have brothers? La, laysa li ikhwatun. La, laysa li ikhwatun. I do not have any brothers. Laysa li ikhwatun. Laysa li ikhwatun. Laysa li ikhwatun. Inna li thalatha akhawatin. Indeed, surely I... ثلاثة أخوات إن لي ثلاثة أخوات Indeed, surely I have three sisters. Take note. إن لي ثلاثة Why ثلاثة? Because of the إن. The إن affected that ثلاثة. إن لي ثلاثة أخوات You could have also said the sentence like إن ثلاثة أخوات لي إن ثلاثة أخوات لي إن ثلاثة أخوات لي Bilal says أمسلمات هن These sisters of yours are they Muslims? أمسلمات هن نعم هن مسلمات والحمد لله Yes they are Muslims والحمد لله نعم هن مسلمات والحمد لله نعم هن مسلمات والحمد لله Yes They are Muslims, and all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's where that dialogue ends. Maybe if it continued, Bilal would have asked, well, are they married? Allahumma musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. That covers the passage for exercise number 2. And so here we've learnt about Laysa, which means it is not. Walhamdulillah. Tamareen exercises. تمرين رقم واحد number 1 أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية answer the following questions أجب answer عن الأسئلة regarding the questions الآتية following من أين هشام من أين هشام from where is هشام من أين هشام هو من الولايات المتحدة هو من الولايات he is from ولايات from the states المتحدة United States هو من الولايات المتحدة number 2 من أي مدينة هو من أي مدينة هو من أي from which مدينة city هو from which city he from which city is he هو من نيويورك New York is a diptote هو من نيويورك هو من نيويورك excellent Then they ask number 3, كم أختن له? كم أختن له? How many sisters does he have? How many sisters does he have? له ثلاث أخوات. له ثلاث أخوات. أخوات is feminine, so the number before it will be masculine. له ثلاث أخوات. له ثلاث أخوات. والحمد لله. Number 2, ضع هذه العلامة تك. أمام الجمل الصحيحة in front of the correct answers وهذه العلامة cross in front of الجمل التي ليست صحيحة in front of the sentences which are not correct. Let's see. Number one, so true and false. Number one, هشام من واشنطن. هشام من واشنطن. Is that correct? Is he from Washington? لا, incorrect. Cross. He is from New York. Number two. أخواته مسلمات أخواته مسلمات أخوات sisters أخواته his sisters مسلمات are Muslims Are his sisters Muslims? Yes, tick Number 3 بناته لسنا بمتزوجات بناته his daughters لسنا are not بِمُتَزَوِّجَاتٍ are not married. His daughters are not married. Correct or incorrect? That is correct. His daughters are not married. Tick. Number 4. أَبْنَاؤُهُ طُلَّابٌ أَبْنَاؤُهُ طُلَّابٌ His sons are students. Are they students? No, they are not students. So, incorrect. Number 5. أُمُّهُ لَيْسَتْ بِمُسْلِمَةٍ ummuhu, his mother, laysat, is not, bi muslimatin, his mother is not a Muslim. Correct, his mother is not a Muslim. And number six, abuhu muslimun, abuhu muslimun, abuhu, his father, abuhu muslimun, is his father Muslim? No, incorrect, his father is not a Muslim, walhamdulillah. I mean, not alhamdulillah that his father is not Muslim, but rather alhamdulillah we've completed section number two. We move on to section number three. Ta'ammal ma yali. Ponder over the following. Read the following. Ponder, understand what is going on. So let's see. Hamidun talibun. Hamidun talibun. Hamid is a student. Hamidun laysa bi talibin. Hamidun laysa bi talibin. Hamid is not a student. Look there. What did we do? We kept the original Hamidun talibun, but we added a laysa. We brought in laysa, is not. Then we bring in a ba. That's the second thing we do. And then number three, from talibun, we make it talibin. So we do three things. Number one, add in laysa. Number two, add in the ba. Number three, make it majroor or kasrafied. Number three. So those are the three things that we do. Hamidun talibun. Hamidun laysa bi talibin. Number two. Atulabu sigharun. The students are young, are small. The students are young. Atulabu laysu bi sigharin. Because of the plural. Not laysa, but laysu. Atulabu laysu bi sigharin. Atulabu laysu bi sigharin. The students are not young. Aminatu tabibatun. Aminatu tabibatun. Aminatu, how do we say, is not a doctor? Laysat bitabibatin. Aminatu laysat bitabibatin. Aminatu laysat bitabibatin. Aminatu laysat bitabibatin. Number three, number four rather. Alfatayatu mutazawijatun. Alfatayatu mutazawijatun. The young girls are married. Alfatayatu lasna bimutazawijatin. Alfatayatu lasna bimutazawijatin. Alfatayatu lasna bimutazawijatin. The young girls are not married. Anta kabirun, you are big. Lasta bikabirin. We don't need to bring the anta. That's why they have it in brackets. Anta kabirun can become lasta bikabirin. The lasta, the ta, covers for the anta. Lasta bikabirin. Lasta bikabirin. Antum jududun. Lastum bijududin. Lastum bijududin. You could say, antum lastum bijududin. That's too long. No need. Lastum bijududin suffices. Lastum bijududin. You people are not new. Antum jududun. You people are new. Lastum bijududin, you people are not new. Anti faqiratun, you see a female, you say to her, anti faqiratun, anti faqiratun, you are what? Anti faqiratun, you are poor. Anti faqiratun, you are poor. Lasti bifaqiratin, lasti bifaqiratin, lasti bifaqiratin, you are not poor. Lasti bifaqiratin, excellent. Again, anti faqiratun, you are poor. Lasti bifaqiratin. Antunna mujtahidatun, you group of females are hardworking. Lastunna bimujtahidatin. Lastunna bimujtahidatin. You girls, you obviously girls in bracket, it's understood. You people are not hardworking. Ana mudarrisun. Lastu bimudarrisin. Lastu bimudarrisin. Lastu bimudarrisin. I'm a teacher. I am not a teacher. Nahnu tullabun. We are students. Lasna bitullabin. Lasna bitullabin. Lasna bitullabin. We are not students. Lasna bitullabin. We are not students. Excellent. Alhamdulillah. We hope you are getting the hang of that, brothers and sisters. MashaAllah. Tabarakallah. Now they give us sentences for us to make up. أدخل ليس على الجمل الآتية. Add in ليس to the following sentences. الباب مغلق. الباب مغلق. الباب مغلق. The door is closed. الباب ليس بمغلق. الباب ليس بمغلق. الباب ليس بمغلق. The door is not locked. الماء بارد. The water is cold. الماء ليس ببارد. الماء ليس ببارد. الماء ليس ببارد. The water is not cold. هشام مريض. هشام مريض. هشام مريض. هشام ليس بمريض. هشام ليس بمريض. هشام ليس بمريض. ممتاز. أبي نائم. My father is sleeping. أبي نائم. أبي ليس بنائم. أبي ليس بنائم. أبي ليس بنائم. والحمد لله. Number five. الدرس صعب. Somebody says الدرس صعب. The lesson is difficult. الدرس صعب. الدرس ليس بصعب. You say to him, الدرس ليس بصعب. The lesson is not difficult. Allah will make it easy for you بإذن الله تعالى. Have tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Correct your intention. Be dedicated. Be punctual with regards to matters. And Allah will make it easy بإذن الله تعالى. Again, الدرس صعب. The lesson is difficult. الدرس ليس بصعب. Number six. المسجد قريب. المسجد قريب. The masjid is close. المسجد ليس بقريب. المسجد ليس بقريب. المسجد ليس بقريب. The masjid is not close. الطفل جوعان. The kid is hungry. الطفل جوعان. الطفل جوعان. The طفل, the kid, the infant is hungry. الطفل ليس بجوعان. الطفل ليس بجوعان. Why بجوعان? Because جوعان is a diptote. It is allergic to the كسرة. And so instead of كسرة, it will take a فتحة. الطفل ليس بجوعان. الطفل ليس بجوعان. والحمد لله. Number five. اقرأ المثالين. Read the two examples. ثم أدخل ليس على الجمل الآتية. And then enter ليس into the following sentences. Read the first two. هو تاجر. هو means he. تاجر, businessman. He is a businessman. هو ليس بتاجر. هو ليس بتاجر. هو ليس بتاجر. He's not a businessman. هو من اليابان. هو من اليابان. هو من اليابان. هو ليس من اليابان. هو ليس من اليابان. هو ليس من اليابان. What's the difference between both of them? Why did they bring you these examples? They want to show you that when we have just the normal sentence like هو تاجر and then هو ليس, then we bring in the با and then it becomes تاجرين, بتاجرين, هو ليس بتاجرين. So that sentence, walhamdulillah, we bring in the ba and we make, the ending there, مجرور, mashallah. But if the sentence is a prepositional type of sentence, you got a preposition, min, ila, fi, etc., etc., then we're not going to bring in the ba. Because we already have that preposition there. There's no need to bring in the ba. Example, هو ليس من الياباني. هو ليس من الياباني. So we don't bring in the ba and we don't need to make anything majrur because it will already be majrur because of that harf of jar. هو ليس من الياباني. We did not bring any ba to the four. We didn't bring any ba. Why? Because we already have a harf of jar there. هو ليس من الياباني. Excellent. Let's see. السيارة جميلة. السيارة جميلة. السيارة ليست بجميلة. السيارة ليست بجميلة. السيارة ليست بجميلة. The car is not beautiful. أنا غني. أنا غني. I am rich. لست بغني. No need to say أنا لست بغني. You can just say لست بغني. I am not rich. What if the sentence was أنا غبي. اللهم استعان. May Allah save us. There's a difference between being غني and غبي. Right? Sometimes obviously there is overlap. But غَنِيٌ means rich, and غَبِيٌ means an idiot. So if somebody says, أَنَا غَبِيٌ, I am an idiot. Allah musta'an. أَنَا غَنِيٌ لَسْتُ بِغَنِيٍ. أَنْتَ فَقِيرٌ لَسْتَ بِفَقِيرٍ. لَسْتَ بِفَقِيرٍ. You are poor, you are not poor. هِيَ مِنَ الْعِرَاقِ. She is from Iraq. هِيَ لَيْسَتْ مِنَ الْعِرَاقِ. هِيَ لَيْسَتْ مِنَ الْعِرَاقِ. Or we can just say, لَيْسَتْ مِنَ الْعِرَاقِ. لَيْسَتْ مِنَ الْعِرَاقِ. We didn't bring any ba into that sentence. نَحْنُ أَذْكِيَاءُ. We are smart. نَحْنُ أَذْكِيَاءُ. We are intelligent. We are smart. نَحْنُ أَذْكِيَاءُ. How would we say we are not smart? لَسْنَا. We are not. لَسْنَا بِأَذْكِيَاءَ. Why? Because it's a diptote. أَذْكِيَاء is a diptote. So it's allergic to the kasra. So it would be لَسْنَا بِأَذْكِيَاءَ. لَسْنَا بِأَذْكِيَاءَ. لَسْنَا بِأَذْكِيَاءَ. Excellent. Number six. هُوَ عَزَبٌ. He's a bachelor. He is single. Huwa azabun. May Allah have mercy upon him. Huwa azabun. Huwa laysa bi azabin. Huwa laysa bi azabin. Huwa laysa bi azabin. He is not a bachelor. The next one. Al mudarrisuna fil fusuli. The teachers are in the classrooms. The teachers are in the classrooms. Al mudarrisuna fil fusuli. The teachers are in the classrooms. المدرسون ليسوا في الفصول. المدرسون ليسوا في الفصول. المدرسون ليسوا في الفصول. The next one. أنت ذكي. أنت ذكية. أنت ذكية. You are intelligent. Speaking to a female. أنت لست بذكية. أنت لست بذكية. You are not intelligent. أنت لست بذكية. أنت لست بذكية. أنت لست بذكية. You are not intelligent. الطالبات في المكتبة. Or other one before that. أنتم كبار. أنتم كبار. أنتم كبار. لستم بكبار. لستم بكبار. لستم بكبار. You people are not big. الطالبات في المكتبة. The female students are in the library. الطالبات لسنا. لسنا في المكتبة. الطالبات لسنا في المكتبة. Take note. لسنا means they are not. لسنا we are not. The next one. أنتن طالبات جدد. أنتن طالبات جدد. أنتن طالبات جدد. You people speaking to a group of females are new students. لستن بطالبات جدد. 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 You people are not new students. You people are not new students. والحمد لله. Exercise number 6. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية بالنفي مستعملا ليس. Answer the following questions in the negative using ليس. أمهندس أبوك. Is your father an engineer? لا هو ليس بمهندس. One more time. أمهندس أبوك. Is engineer your father? Is your father an engineer? لا هو ليس بمهندس. No, he is not an engineer. أمدرسة أمك. أمدرسة أمك. لا هي ليست بمدرسة. لا هي ليست بمدرسة. لا هي ليست بمدرسة. No, she is not a teacher. أطلاب إخوتك. أطلاب إخوتك. Are your brother's students? Are your brother's students? أطلاب إخوتك. Is students your brothers? Are your brother's students? لا. How would you answer that? Are your brother's students? He would say, لا. هم ليسوا بطلاب. هم ليسوا بطلاب. هم they. ليسوا are not students. هم ليسوا بطلاب. أممرضات أخواتك. أممرضات أخواتك. Are nurses your sisters? Are your sisters nurses? Are your sisters nurses? La. You could say أخواتي لسنا بممرضاتٍ. أخواتي لسنا بممرضاتٍ. My sisters are not nurses. Or لا هن لسنا بممرضاتٍ. لا هن لسنا بممرضاتٍ. No, they are not nurses. أمدرس أنت. Are you a teacher? لا لست بمدرسين. No, I'm not a teacher. Then number 6. أجددون أنتم. Are you people new? أجددون أنتم. Are you people new? He says, لا لسنا بجددين. We are not new. لسنا بجددين. And the last one there. أجديدة سيارتك. أجديدة سيارتك. Is your car new? لا هي ليست بجديدة. لا هي ليست بجديدة. لا هي ليست بجديدة. No, it is not new. والحمد لله. Number 7. Exercise number 7. يوجه المدرس إلى كل من الطلاب أسئلة يكون جوابها في بالنفي ويرد عليها الطلاب مستعملا لست نحو. The teacher asks the students the following questions and then they respond in the negative. أمن أمريكا أنت؟ أمن أمريكا أنت؟ Are you from America? You would say, لا لست من أمريكا. No, I am not from America. أمتزوج أنت؟ Are you married? لا لست بمتزوج. أمريض أنت؟ Are you sick? لا لست بمريض. أمهندس أنت؟ Are you an engineer? لا لست بمهندس. والحمد لله. Exercise number 8, which is the last exercise in this lesson. اقرأ المثال ثم أدخل إن على الجمل الآتية. Add إن to the following sentences. This was something that we learnt in lesson number 1. لي ثلاث أخوات. I have 3 sisters. I have 3 sisters. لي ثلاث أخوات. Add inna before the sentence. Inna li thalatha akhawatin. Inna li thalatha akhawatin. So the inna made it take a fatha, made it thalatha. Inna li thalatha akhawatin. We said that, well, technically inna makes the noun after it, or one might say the word after it take a fatha. But here, it's not affecting the li, but it's affecting the word which comes after the li. That is all correct. Why? Because technically this sentence could have also been written like this. Inna thalatha akhawatin li. Inna thalatha akhawatin li. Excellent. Let's see. في الفصل خمس طلاب جدد. في الفصل خمس طلاب جدد. في الفصل خمسة. في الفصل خمسة. في الفصل خمسة طلاب جدد. In the classroom, there are 5 new students. Add إن. إن في الفصل خمسة طلاب جدد. إن في الفصل خمسة طلاب جدد. The sentence could have been done a different way. Example, إن خمسة طلاب جدد في الفصل. You could have also written it like that. إن خمسة طلاب جدد في الفصل. لنا مدرس جيد. We have a good teacher. إن لنا مدرسا جيدا. إن لنا مدرسا جيدا. في جيبي 100 ريال. In my pocket there are 100 reals. إن في جيبي 100 ريال. 100 ريال. 100 because of the إن. في الهند أنهار كثيرة. In India there are many rivers. إن في الهند أنهار كثيرة. لك برقية في مكتب البريد. You have a telegram in the post office. إن لك برقية. إن لك برقية في مكتب البريد. إن لك برقية في مكتب البريد. لي ألف دولار لي ألف دولار في المصرف. I have 1,000 reals in the bank. لي ألف دولار في المصرف. Add إن. إن لي ألف دولار في المصرف والحمد لله. الكلمة الجديدة new words لقاء a meeting. جيد good. جيب pocket plural جيوب. نهر means river. أنهار rivers. Example in the Quran. جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. Gardens under which rivers flow. برقية telegram plural برقيات. مصرف bank مصارف banks. مكتب البريد which means post office. مكتب البريد post office والحمد لله. And with that, ما شاء الله تبارك الله, we have come to the end of lesson number 2 in book 2 والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله, in the last few minutes maybe we take a قاعدة, a maxim, a rule from the noble Quran, a verse which in reality is a gem, and all the verses in the Quran no doubts are gems. Allah mentions in Surah Hajj verse number 47, وَلَنْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ وَلَنْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ, and Allah will not break His promise. وَلَنْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ وَلَنْ and will not. يُخْلِف go back. Allah will not go back. وَعْدَهُ on His promise. Allah will not go back on His promise. This in reality, brothers and sisters, this portion of this verse, this phrase in this verse in reality, it is a maxim dealing with the matter of iman. One's tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially in the world that we are living today, ups and downs, one has the thiqa and this reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and tawakkul that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not break and not go back on his promise. Others will cut you short, others will forsake you, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not go back on his promise. We know one of the signs of the munafiq, when he promises, he breaks the promise. He breaks his promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever ever let down on any of his promises. We find Allah mentions this in the middle of the verse where the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is doing da'wah, and these people, in response to the da'wah, they deny this da'wah, they make fun of the Muslims, they reject this da'wah. وَإِن يُكَذِّبُوكَ فَقَدْ كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ وَعَادٌ وَثَمُودٌ. If they disbelieve in you, they've already disbelieved in the other anbiya before you. وَقَوْمُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَقَوْمُ لُوطٍ etc. وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ, and they want the punishment. They say to the Nabi, well, if you are truly a Nabi and you promise all of this here, well, let's see those promises of Allah. Let the rain come, let the torment come, let the disasters come, let the punishment of Allah come. And Allah says, وَلَيْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ, and Allah will not break His promise. Allahu musta'an. وَإِن يُكَذِّبُوكَ, that these disbelievers, they say that if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was true in his promises, then let all of these promises come to be. Let all the punishment fall upon us. And they laugh and they mock. Allahu musta'an. وَإِذْ قَالُوا اللَّهُمَّ إِنْ كَانَ هَذَا هُوَ الْحَقِّ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ فَأَمْطِرْ عَلَيْنَا حِجَارَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ أَوِئْتِنَا بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. If what you promise is true, then send us rain with rocks, as you said, or send to us the great punishment. Allah musta'an, Allah musta'an. In reality, this verse here is a verse which applies in this instance here and in all other instances, all other promises that Allah has made in the noble Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever ever break his promise. This verse teaches us to always be optimistic. Always be optimistic. The Muslim is somebody who is always optimistic. He takes caution, he's careful, but he's optimistic. Allah mentions, wa'adallah. La yukhlifu Allah wa'ada. This is the promise of Allah, and Allah will not break His promise. Walakinna aktharan nas la ya'lamun. But most people do not know. Ya'lamuna zahiran min al-hayati dunya. They know about the matters of the dunya. Zahiran min al-hayati dunya, the apparent matters of this dunya, they're very knowledgeable about. Wa hum 'anil akhirati hum ghafilun. But with regards to the hereafter, they are in a state of ghafla. And one of the reasons that one loses hope in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that one has too much ta'alluq with the dunya, too much of rukun with the dunya, too much of reliance upon the dunya. But rather your reliance should be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You take the asbab, you do what you need to do, you tie your camel, and your tawakkul is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ أُرَادَ. With regards to Iblis, with regards to Iblis, when he sees all of his henchmen entering the hellfire, he will say to them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ. Verily Allah promised you people, وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ, a true promise. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. And I also promised you people, but I broke my promise. I went back on my promise. I told you people ABC, but I've broken my promise. Shaitan will say to them, Allahumma musta'an, Allahumma musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair. May Allah make us people from amongst those who when they promise, they live up to their promise, number one. That we should not be from amongst the munafiqeen or have the qualities of the munafiqeen. Number two, with regards to the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then sometimes we will go through tough times and we will ask, Mata Nasrullah, when is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming? It is coming. The promise of Allah will not be broken. You do what you need to do. And the rest is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah grant us thabat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us firmness. May Allah grant us an understanding of the Arabic language. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the affairs of the Muslims around the globe. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Until we meet again, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.